You're listening to KDVS Davis, 90.3 FM. I'm Nadav, and the show is Phoning It In. And tonight we've got Maybe It's Reno, a.k.a. Bridget and George, all the way from Juneau, Alaska. How you guys doing?
Good. Doing good.
Man,
doing
thank
you. I'm doing great.
Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thanks for asking.
George is a rockabilly scene vet from Austin, Texas. Bridget played in a whole bunch of D.C. indie pop bands, most notably Unrest. What brought you guys to Alaska?
The wilderness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chance to sort of escape.
Yeah. I don't know if this. Yes. It is. Most people up here have escaped from something, and then it's really difficult to actually get out of here once you do escape up here. It's hard to leave.
Yeah. How are you liking it? How long have you been there?
I've been here about 8 years.
Wow.
I love it and I hate it at the same time. We've been thinking about moving again somewhere to a big city, maybe trying to do a seasonal lifestyle, spend the summers up here and the winters, maybe nomadic.
Yep.
Something like that.
Yeah, as a native born Floridian, the winter in Alaska sounds like hell pretty much.
Well, it's really pretty temperate in Juneau. It is dark, though.
Mm.
But we're on the panhandle, kind of the southeastern coast of Alaska.
Okay.
So it's a rainforest, and it's actually kind of mellow, except for the rain.
Oh, cool.
And the darkness.
Cool. So like a slightly soggier Seattle.
Yeah. It's pretty soggy out, yeah. Especially right now.
Yeah. Well, do you guys want to try a track and then check back in?
Yeah, we'll play a song, and then we'll come back on the horn and see if it turned out okay.
Sounds good.
Okay, I'll put the phone down. This is all very foreign to me. Thank you.
About how far from the phone is everything?
What would you say the distance from the phone is? What, 5 feet, 4 feet?
From the what?
From the phone, the cabinet?
Probably 5 feet.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe 5 feet.
You could move the phone closer. Everything is coming in really quietly.
Okay.
So maybe the phone closer to where you guys are playing.
Move the phone closer. We can do that.
Otherwise, yeah. It's,
otherwise it's sounding like something.
What's that?
Otherwise, you're hearing something, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm hearing maybe it's Reno.
All right, awesome. That's it. Oh, okay. We were ready to put... He was grabbing the phone to put it down already. No, that's cool. Should we try again?
Yeah, let's try again.
Okay, we'll try we'll do another song.
Great.
Okay. I'm putting the phone down.
Yeah, maybe only like a foot or two.
And How was that? Was that louder?
Yeah, it could be louder still, though.
It could be louder.
Especially the vocals.
Oh, the vocals. Okay, especially the vocals.
Vocals.
Yeah. So I should just point right at it. Okay, yeah. All right, we'll take care of that.
Sounds good.
Okay, I guess we'll just play another song then.
Yeah, well, where can you... Can you tell me about where you're calling, where you're calling in from? Volume's much better that time.
Oh, okay, much better.
Can you
sing closer to this?
Can you tell me about the room that you're in right now to sort of describe the setup, set the scene?
Oh, describe the setup?
Sure.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, it's just Bridget and I, and she's playing bass, and I go back and forth between guitar and MIDI keyboard, and which I have some drum loops and such, and samples and things, all synced up on our little laptop, and it's all running through a PA head that's coming out of a speaker cabinet. And sometimes when we play live, we play like that, although we prefer to have more equipment. We live in a really small place, so...
What room of the house
subtlety
are you in?
Of possessions is crucial.
Yeah, what room of the house are you in?
I'm sorry?
What room are you in, currently?
I'm sorry, I still didn't hear you. What was the question again?
What room of the house?
For some reason, I just can't hear you.
It keeps dropping out. Is that better?
Yeah, that's a little better.
What room of the house?
Oh, well, we kind of have one room. We live in a garage apartment. So we live above a garage.
Gotcha.
Which is cool, second floor.
So pretty much in the middle of everything.
How much time do we got left?
You've got 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Okay.
If you want to keep on rolling.
Two songs, which are about 10 minutes.
Okay. You can play them back to back if you'd like.
Okay. You said we can play them back to back if we want.
Oh,
yeah.
We've got the
go ahead. Okay. Well, yeah, I guess we'll do that.
Great.
Okay. I'm going to put the phone down now.
Is from the new record.
Yeah, tell us about the new record.
It's on Teen Beat Records. Maybe it's Reno. Self-titled. Available. Through Teen Beat Records. So check it out.
Teenbeat.net, is that right?
That's right.
That's right. Okay. That one over again.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. I hope it translated from Alaskan to Californian.
Yeah, I think so.
Excellent.
Well, it's just bumping up on 8 o'clock now, so
we
gotta
go.
So stay on the line just a second.
Yes, sir.
Anything you want to say to California?
Hello. Hello, California.
Hello, California.
All right.
Cherish your sunshine.
Yeah, stay in line for just a second. You've been listening to the band Maybe It's Reno on Phoning It In on KDVS Davis 90.3 FM, KDVS.org. Maybe It's Reno, all the way from Juneau, Alaska. Check them out online at myspace.com/maybeitsreno. Recent record out on Teen Beat Records, teenbeatrecords.com. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned right now for the show. Drip the Night, fantastic.